podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Are back once
it's
again.
Like we never left.
So tonight, our goal is to get back into part two of our kind of intro to the LS episodes that we started a couple weeks ago. Actually, about a month now.
Really? Right? That long?
Yeah, because we did the first episode, and then we did the hitting the streets with the sweets. That's my Florida wedding.
We didn't hide them. They're not hidden.
We're hiding the streets from the sweets. So we did that. So it's actually it's probably a little bit less than a month, but so I have a bone to pick with you.
The fuck? You just sat down.
I didn't do anything. I think we should, when we do our hitting my wife with a bat, I think we should keep those to 15-minute episodes.
Yeah.
I feel like our recap
was too long.
It was too long.
And the quality's not great.
Yeah, I think it was a good show, and I think it was wasted on background noise.
Yeah.
Because we were told by one of our friends, and she was like, yeah, it's really hard to listen to those. And I completely understand. It was never intended on being like a full-fledged, full-format show.
Yeah.
But it worked out that day because we were talking about, like, it's good to try to recap the party events, like, sooner than
right
later.
Right after you've had them. Otherwise, we forget, like, a bazillion things. And we still miss stuff.
We did. But ultimately, I think we should probably just try to maybe just take notes or something and then save it for a normal format in studio show.
Yeah.
Because those are supposed to be like quick hitters. Like
do our own voice memos just of the highlights.
Exactly. But you live and you learn. And, you know, we're only on episode, I think, 60 something. So hey, you learn new lessons every day. So before we go any further, we're going to get into our drink of the night.
Cheers.
I will go first because I am very special.
Rude.
So, vodka Sprite.
You're a basic bitch.
I didn't have it in me tonight to go crazy.
I went crazy.
You did. You ate a very, very delicious drink.
Yeah. Well, I was inspired by Facebook.
Your inspiration from
my
Facebook.
My inspiration was from Facebook. So, mine is a peanut butter martini.
Okay.
So it's 2 ounces of, I use whipped cream vodka, but that's because we didn't have vanilla vodka. And then 1.5 ounces of Bailey's, and then 1 ounce of peanut butter, which I use chunky peanut butter. And I thought that might be a problem, but because it was all in a shaker and I strained it, it actually didn't become an issue. So it was good.
Took the chunks out.
Yeah. And then I garnished it since it's, you know, just past Halloween and we had a lot of Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. I garnished it with a Reese's peanut butter cup.
And it was delicious, right?
It was delicious. It is delicious.
This drink will be featured on the main photo of our podcast. So
since it was so pretty, we took a picture of it.
It was so pretty. So a couple of things before we get into number two, part two. First and foremost, I want to congratulate Swingers Couch Podcast for getting back on the air. They had to they took a little break, mainly for mental health reasons, and he just needed to take care of himself. And they've since released 2 podcasts, And it's good to hear them back on the air.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And they actually thanked you personally for their his birthday, happy birthday photo.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
I live to please.
So I will say we celebrated my birthday on the podcast, last podcast. I did not receive any birthday boobies.
No?
No.
That's sad.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened. Maybe people just didn't hear it. Maybe there was a malfunction. I don't know.
The texting function.
Google must have been broken. I don't know. So I fully expect everybody
belated
to.
Belated birthday boobies.
Yeah, I belated birthday boobies.
BBB.
Yeah, triple belated, B's belated are just as good.
Birthday boobies.
So I accept everybody's apologies, and I'll expect those photos. So here in a little bit, I'll play the commercial that has our Sweetums sex line, which you can send all your best photos to.
Your best belated birthday boobies. Now we've got four B's.
Best belated birthday boobies. Bonanza. Five B's. So we see. Oh, really quick before we go any further. Upcoming events. November 14th. It's a Friday night. It's coming up here very soon. We are doing another Say Less Productions / My Band get together party at a bar. It's going to be a great time.
At a bar.
At a bar. It's not a full takeover. It is open to the public, but whenever we do our events there, you know, we probably 50-60%.
Yeah, about easy. 60% easy.
And it's always a fun party, so we got another one coming up.
And it's always packed.
If you're on Cassidy, you can just search it on Parties and Events, November 14th. It's going to pop up. If you're not on Cassidy and you want more information, you can just text our Sweetum sex line, and I can give you more information if you need it. It's going to be a great time. It always is. Got to get there early because it sells out. So that, and then November 22nd, which is the following Saturday, we are going to be going to the Sand B.
Day of the Dead.
Days, what is it? Los Mias?
I think it's Dia Los Muertes.
Los
Muertos.
La Bamba. But that, what you just said, and Glow Party.
Dia de los Muertos. Muertas? Something of that nature. Yes.
Your Spanish is dead on.
It's so good.
So, it's so bueno.
It's mucho bueno.
Should we? Oh, I think I want to do your cooking video. I think I'm going to put your cooking video audio.
What?
Yes.
No.
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 No. Oh. Anyways, we digress like a motherfucker. So we got those two big parties. And of course, we're doing New Year's Eve, the plush in San Diego, but that's still a little bit away. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit. So let's get into part
two. Get your notepad out, your handy dandy notebook.
All right. So we finished off talking about, in my opinion and your opinion, the need for labels.
Got yelled at by another friend.
But I think they came around.
She didn't understand, I think, part of it. And then her husband had told her something different. And then it was this whole thing. And she literally was like, I have a bone to pick with you guys. And I'm like, lady.
But I think by the end
of... Get yourself a podcast if you want to be the one to go and say stuff.
But I think by the end of the clarification, I think she more understood
where we were coming from. About. Yeah. So,
and even though he still doesn't like labels, I think he started to come around understanding that
maybe he's a difficult one.
There are so many dynamics out there. It's really hard to go into any type
I hate labels. Like, I don't like labels, but like people, for instance, labels put me in a box a lot because women will be like, oh, she's not bi, she's not dis, or what does curious mean? Da, 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 da. And it's like somehow I have to label the fact that I go with the flow in a lot of situations and I enjoy women to an extent, but it's not like I'm like seeking that. But at the same, like, it's just, I don't know, but you can't label it. But I mean, you kind of have to in some places. But it's also gotten me in situations where people are like, oh, I don't know what to do with her because she's just bi curious or bi comfortable or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, or whatever I say, whatever our profile says, bi comfortable or whatever it says. it's like, well, what does that mean? Is it just mean that you're okay with other people being bi? Or are you okay with, like, you know what I mean? Like, and it can mean a lot of different things, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. But so, like, I've seen some profiles where I'll look at the couple and I'm like, they're an attractive couple. But then as I read the profile, it literally says, you know, the woman half of your must be fully bi.
Yeah.
And that just, for me, I scratch that off.
Yeah.
Because I know you don't want that type of pressure.
No.
Because
I don't want any pressure. I mean, pressure does make diamonds, but.
It does.
I'm not cool.
You aren't. So it is good to have some level of, you know, understanding what you're getting into. So that being said, I think our dynamic is shifting a bit.
Is it?
I think so. Because our dynamic has always been, it's never been tit for tat. We talked about that last time.
Yeah, I don't like that tit for tat thing.
We've never been tit for tat. Like, sometimes things lean more towards one way or the other. But something we've always been same room, you know, that hasn't changed. But I think we're starting to open up more into potential, like, single male type things, mm-hmm. type situations. And you've had now a couple of encounters with some dudes at bars and like, it's been fun talking about experimenting with it. We haven't, like, fully done anything with it necessarily, but the thought is there. And like, the other night where we talked about at Athena's, like, some guy was in there without his woman.
Yeah.
And I was totally on board. And we jumped onto the bed and it was on its way to be an MFM. But time wasn't allowing.
I know. Fucking time.
So for that situation, like, I personally was not going to be getting anything with her, his, you know. So, like, it wasn't.
I would have made sure you're all right.
Yeah, it would have been fine. But, I mean, it's like, it wasn't, that was a very un-tit-for-tat situation. Like, there was literally no chance of that because she was out somewhere else and I was fine with it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this, you know, and we've toyed with the idea. Like, ultimately, you want to be gangbanged. So I'm kind of like, I'm down for it, but I feel like we need to have, you know, a few MFMs under our belt before.
You just straight up said that. You just literally were like, I mean, ultimately, you want to be gangbanged.
So, I mean, before we go F, I want to have a MFM in there somewhere, you know, a few of them just to kind of, you know. Get. So, but the only issue that we've had with is a couple of the guys that you have met at bars are not part of their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to it, but it does concern me a little bit more.
Right.
Just in a sense of they don't necessarily know the rules.
Right.
And I'm not opposed to it, but I feel like there has to be a fairly lengthy conversation. Right. Like if you get an LS single male, you know, for the most part, it's not a perfect science, but they're going to have a concept of, like, you're coming in, you're a prop, you're part of this equation, you know, you're not a boyfriend or.
Yeah, don't get any emotional attachment.
You meet someone at a bar that's vanilla.
Right.
There's, you know, you have a great personality. So it's like, it could be, it becomes more than that.
Right.
So you just have to be careful. And I understand that. So I'm not concerned that you're going to fall in love with some random from a bar, but he might fall in love with you. So
chances are high.
I'm just they kidding. Are very high.
Just joking.
So I just feel like we've had a couple situations where, like, you've met some guy at a bar and it hasn't gone any further than some kissing and it's been fun. But yeah, it's like the vanilla hunting, you know, it's like, it sounds fun in theory, but
it can get messier. I mean, anything can get messy.
I just, but the potential is a little bit higher.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, putting labels on things or whatever, they don't have any of that kind of idea necessarily.
For me, like a guy at a bar picking up on you and bringing him home. He's just be like he just has to understand it's not a cuck situation.
Yeah.
It's a mutual, like I'm sharing, and I just feel like there has to be more conversations, and but ultimately, yeah, we'll see where the cards fall, as they say. So that's where I feel like there's been a shift, and I opened up our profile to single males about 2 weeks ago, and kind of regretting that decision because fuck. My God, there's some sleaze bags out there. Oh my Lord. But yeah, every now and then I'm like, maybe I should close it again because it just gets a little overwhelming. But ultimately, we do have one single male in the LS that we've talked to a little bit, but nothing's trans come out of it. Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
He's a bird.
Yeah.
So nothing's really come out of that yet. We've talked to him here and there, and we've hung out with him a few occasions, and seems like a cool dude, you know. You never know down the road.
No, he's nice.
So that's, speaking of dynamics can and will change.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you might start as one thing, and then you might flow into something else.
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to be fluid. They always say don't change your dynamic in the moment.
Who's they?
Everybody. Everybody.
I mean, I think that's a solid answer, especially if you're drinking.
I think so. Because if
just
you're like,
don't change your rules. Like, yeah.
Like if you're not a full swap couple going into a party and then you're in a bedroom and all of a sudden it sounds like a good idea. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing
it. Yeah, I mean, do what you want to do. I'm not here to tell you what to do or what not to do. I'm just here to give you my clear advice. But I would advise against it, especially if you're drinking.
I don't think we've ever changed our... Have we?
I don't
feel like there's ever been a situation where we didn't kind of go into it.
There's been, I think, scenarios where things have kind of you with single girls, which I'm not, since I'm not, I don't love that part, you know, I'm not I'm not girl forward. Mm-hmm. So I kind of need the four-way dynamic, to kind of flow into that. So there's been scenarios where single women have been introduced and that's been uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened kind of not like we didn't talk about it. It just started happening
organically.
And then I was like, I don't love this. And then it's caused sometimes a little bit of a riff, but, that wasn't intentional, I don't think, on anybody's part.
No, that's just very much kind of in the moment.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think we've done anything super major changes that have
in the moment.
I can't either think of anything.
So you mentioned four-way connections. What does that mean to you?
You've got your phone out. If everyone can see, you've got your phone out. You're very official right now.
Well, I have just a shit ton of notes, but they're in no order.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to like make sense of it as the flow of the conversation goes.
And again, just so everybody knows, I've not seen this list of notes that he has. He's just throwing it at me as I guess the conversation is flowing.
Well, when you said four way, I'm like, all right, we're moving on to this.
you're like. Cross that one off now. Check. Yeah, so I think some people have a hard boxes, and I think we've talked about this, boxes to check for things, and I don't really need to check a shit ton of boxes, just a few will work, you know.
I just need a box.
I'm not looking for my forever, I'm looking for my right now and my moment. So I do know that a lot of people struggle with four-way connections.
I hear it all the
time.
For
me, it's more about the biggest thing is personality. If you have a shitty personality, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I can't. So I guess that's my biggest thing for let's call it a four-way connection. If the two people have shitty personalities or one of the two people have shitty personalities, it's a no for me because I can't. if I can't banter with you, if I can't talk to you, if I can't like joke with you, if we can't smile, like, then it's going to be a no. Like, I don't care. So I guess that's my biggest thing for four-way connection would be I need to be able to have a conversation with you and it not like totally make me want to blow my brains out.
See, I prefer not to have a conversation with you. That's just my introvertness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like we've been fairly successful in the word, you know, the four-way connection.
Yeah. And usually, like, we have, not that we have similar personalities, but, like, we like similar things, you and I, and we tend to gravitate towards similar types of people.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's like when you're not really interested in somebody, there's usually me. I'm like, I'm not really that interested in that person either, or their partner or whatever it is. And a lot of it has to do with that. Now, we have had situations where, you know, one person as far as like looks can be completely a no for me and someone might be a yes for you, but I usually don't even get into the personality type at that point because I'm like,
I also feel like I do
need some sort of attraction, of course, yeah. But not like, I'm not like looking for like, you know, checking all my, you know, you have to be over 6 foot. You have to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have like.
You have preferences, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not like, must, yeah, exactly. List. Like, and you have to be, you know, this, you know, nationality, or you have to be that, you know, that's, I definitely don't have those kind of.
Boxes. I feel like I've done a decent job of pre-screening a lot of couples because we get hit up a lot on the apps and I might be attracted to the woman, but I see the guy and it's like, I can tell, like, I don't, sometimes your type just blows me away. Like, but for the most part, I can tell there's someone like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And I don't even like bring it up to you. It's I don't even like try to push that.
Yeah.
And if there's somebody on like the edge, I always be like, come to a party.
Yeah.
And then maybe a personality will grab
you. Yeah. And that's the other thing. It's like not all of it. I mean, because I don't really have a type, like a guy who I'm like, oh, that is my type. You know?
Oh, you have a type, but it's
not. I've never really had a full type, but I.
Please.
Who's my type? What's my type?
Jack Reacher.
Oh, well, he's everybody's type. Come on.
He might be my type.
He's your type. But like, I mean, there's people out there who are just gorgeous, right? Yeah, like there's just good looking people. And then you just hope they have a good personality to go with it. Otherwise it's like a total, that's a no.
Yeah.
But I, in general, I don't really have a type. So if you have a good personality, you can a lot of times sway me if I've been like, if I'm like, oh, you know, they're okay, you know, whatever. But then you can sway me for sure.
Where I'm like, by the end of the night, I'm like, oh, I would not have expected that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I do gravitate towards like people who are funny or outgoing or.
Well, that's why you're with me. I'm not Jack Reacher. So.
Or like, you know, just, I don't know, good personalities. So, if I can have a good time, then that kind of can translate to the bedroom in my mind. And then, you know, it's all, I don't know. So I guess four-way connections, I know a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on that.
Yeah, but I hear people are like, we've been doing this for years and we've never had a four-way. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really hard couple to please.
Yeah. So, I mean, some people's standards might be higher as far as like they have a ton of boxes they want checked, and I mean, more power to you. It's just not how I've gone into this. As far as like, again, I'm not looking for my forever. I'm looking for like a good time right now, and that can come in a lot of different boxes.
Seems to be a lot of pressure for the couples that have those really strict standards, and like you said, more power to you. You do whatever you need to do, but
yeah, I mean, that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
I've just heard so many stories of people. They're always like, you know, we got out of the LS because, you know, we've been doing this for 2-3 years and we can never meet anybody. And I'm just like, maybe just
loosen
that pressure off. Yeah, loosen up.
Take the pressure off, loosen up, and I would say, I would say it might be a lot of pressure to like start just getting to know people, yeah. you know, like don't necessarily go into, I know we've always, you know, one of our, like one of your sayings was we're here for more for the hang than the bang. And mm-hmm. that's obviously shifted as well too, because we've become much more active in that way. But,
the hang is still very much
the hang is important. Still very yeah. important, and we still do a lot of things that don't end up in a bang. Mm-hmm. And I think that people who, I guess it just depends on how, why you came into this. If you came into the LS to have more fun with your partner, to try new things, to experience new people, then maybe loosen up your your boundaries and just start to get to know people and then see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
If you came into this just because you want to like fuck people who you find hot, then you're then do that. But you're probably going to have a harder time finding four people that you find
yeah.
that all four people find each other equally as hot, you know?
So that kind of lends itself to the this part of the conversation, taking one for the team. You hear that term all the time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't think anybody should take one for the team.
See, I feel different.
Yeah.
In a sense of not that I expect you to.
Well, good, because I'm not. Just kidding.
But for me, it's you don't express like interest in a guy a lot. You know what yeah. I mean? Like you're like, I like these people, whatever happens, happens, but there's I don't think any time where you've just been like, wow, this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So if we are in that situation where you're like, oh, my God, and I'm looking and I'm not really personally into the wife or the girlfriend or whatever, I would probably, quote unquote, take one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would, because it's still going to be fun.
Right.
Like it's not like miserable. I mean, I assume she's not a ghoul. But I mean, like. If even if she didn't check off enough boxes, whatever, I would probably still try to, you know, put some effort into making it work just because, like I said, you very rarely get excited about that.
Yeah.
So if you did, I would be like, all right, well, let me see what I can do.
Yeah. You need to call Reacher, but I think his wife's pretty hot too, right?
Yeah. I'm probably not her type, so. So let me call Reacher. I mean, as far as I am, from what I understand, he's a pretty heavy Christian. So I don't.
There's
I don't,
lots of Christians in
LS. There are. There are. But it might be a uphill battle. But yeah, I'll have my people call his people. So I think. So we talked about that. Change in dynamics, four-way connections. Taking one for the team. So I guess another thing you can figure out as you're getting into this is if you are more of a date person or if you enjoy meeting people more at a party or an event.
Yeah.
We've tried both and we've found that we are definitely much more of an event right. / party. Because I think you go on a date and A, there could be a level of expectations. And I'm okay with going on dates with people that we know.
Yeah.
But not necessarily to meet somebody.
I think the problem is there's with dating for us, for me, is like with going on dates with people we don't know. One, we've had issues where people have like for us to go out, we have things we have to put into place for us to be able to leave our mm-hmm. house or whatever. So we've done all that planning, right? And then the person on the other side has something come up, whether it's real or not. You know, oh, our sitter is whatever, or this is whatever, or whatever. We can't make it out. Mm. Or, oh, you know, we had this, but we're in traffic, or whatever the case yeah. may be. We have, in the few times we have set up dates, and very few times, but a handful of times that's happened, right? Mm. So then it's kind of like, okay, now we have to pivot. And then you're wondering, did they really have something that happened mm-hmm. or did they chicken out or are they uninterested? Yeah. And that's just like, it just is kind of
annoying
and stressful a little bit. And it's just, it takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
And then also you have the level of expectation. Like if it's not fully set out, like how the date is going to end, And then it's like you're constantly kind of wondering, like, okay, are they plan? Like, are we planning on ending this like somewhere? Is it gonna? Are we gonna get a hotel? Are we gonna, like, what's the thing here? And then not only that, it's like, then you get on the date and it's like, well, okay, I was maybe intending on getting a hotel at first, but now that I'm on this date, I don't like them like I thought I would, and I'm not having the best time, and I'd really like to leave, or I don't feel comfortable with something, or whatever the case may be, and I'm trying not to be rude.
You are literally hitting like all these bullet points here. I'm going to go back and I'll hit those points. But I'm like, fuck it.
And then I'm trying not this list. And then I'm trying not to be rude. So then it's like, how do you like back out of something you've kind of committed to? So
I have an easy excuse for that.
That's why I don't love just like one-on-one. Again, if it's friends, I'm fine with that, because one, I already know who they are. Mm-hmm. Two, we can set the expectations and just let them know, like, hey, this is our intention, but maybe it, you know, if it doesn't happen for whatever reason, it doesn't happen. You know, like, you guys just have to either go with it or don't go with it. Go out with us or don't go out with us. But I mean, our friends very much know how we are. We're very much like go with the flow type people. So I think they already know that. So then there's not that expectation. But just dating, there could be. And then the other thing is, it's just a lot of pressure. So I think that having people come to parties is the best way, because then you meet them in a social setting still. You still have the option to go play if you guys want to.
Yep.
You still, if it's not working out and there's no connection there, then it's a lot easier and to move on from that, because there's a ton of other people there. So it's kind of like,
yes.
And usually when one person or one couple isn't feeling it, the other couple's feeling the same way and they're thinking the same thing. So at a party, it's kind of like you could just naturally split off from each other and not make it awkward.
You could literally
and weird
end it in 5 minutes and you just move on.
And
to
there's
else.
Other people, and it doesn't have to be weird, because it's like, oh, well, oh, we just started talking to so-and-so. We got caught up in this and that, you know, so it's not like awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I like, and if I plan to go to a party, and they decide they don't want to go to that party, I'm still at that party, and I'm still with other people there who I'm, you know, can meet or hang out with if I already know them.
So to go back a little bit, so if you're entering into the LS, one of the biggest things I can say to you is don't waste people's time.
Yeah.
That's kind of go back with what you were saying, you know, things happen. Just don't go into a situation where you're canceling last minute, or don't.
If you
can help it, or and no expectations, but don't give expectations.
Yeah, or don't spring things on people like last minute that should have probably been discussed way ahead of time. Mm. Like if you have a certain specific dynamic, don't lead people on to think that you're in it for whatever they're in it for, and then realize, well, fuck, I really am not in it for that. I probably should have told them this is our dynamic, and I didn't. And now it's the day of, and now I'm having to, now I'm chickening out basically, or getting cold feet, because I've essentially been fraudulent in the conversation, you know, or omitted things that are important, maybe that they, you know, should know. And now it's like, okay, well now everybody has to rearrange their plans.
And going back to what you were talking about is, you know, if you get on the date and within 30 minutes you realize they're not your cup of tea, don't be afraid to end the date.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
that's
only...
That's so awkward, though.
Who cares? The only thing in my mind that you owe the other couple is respect.
Yeah.
You don't owe them your time. You don't owe them anything other than that. So if you're sitting down 30 minutes in, you're like, not my people... Go be like, explain to them, like, listen, we had a great time meeting you guys, but we're going to go ahead and call it a night. And that's it. I'll be like, it's done. Just be respectful, be nice about it. Or you could just run to the bathroom and run out the bathroom.
Go out the window.
You know, worst case scenario, best case scenario, however you want to frame it, you could just continue. Bless you. Oh, boogers.
That was no boogers.
Boogers everywhere. So, best or worst case scenario, you just continue your date night with your wife or partner.
Yeah.
Continue. I mean, you already got a sitter. You're already, whatever the case is, just continue the night.
Yeah.
It's just honesty. you don't have to be honest to the point where you're like, you guys are ugly or you have a shitty personality. Like, you don't have to do that. Just, you can be nice. You don't have, you can be blunt. You can just be nice, you know, be like, hey, it's not our vibe, baby. And then, ba-boo. We've never been in that situation that I can recall.
No, because we don't really date. When we first started, we kind of were like, we set up a few things. We tried it, whatever. But
that was mainly because when we did that, we weren't really as involved in the community that we are now. And we didn't really have a lot of options to us.
Well, first of all, we weren't.
Like now there's, we know of all the parties and we can like, we can do like, hey, like we've, the gig I have coming up the 14th, I had some couples reach out, you know, a week ago or whatever. And they're like, hey, we should hang out. I'm like, sure. Come hang out with us at November 14th. And it's like, I'm not going to agree to just go on some date. We've learned our lessons.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, come to our show. We'll hang out. And then if we vibe, then we can go from there.
Right.
It's so much easier doing that.
And it really is. And we've met so many people that way. Like, we've brought a lot of people kind of, I don't want to say into our circle, but like, we've definitely made a lot more friends and like met some really great couples who have come out to meet and greets we've been out or parties we've been to. And then we're like, oh, like, genuinely. And now we would go out with them by themselves or whatever, like just the four of us or whatever. But it definitely, I do think it takes pressure off.
But that being said, we've had some couples that were like, hey, we should come hang out. And I'm like, come to the party. And we meet them at the party. And I'm like, I'm glad we didn't go on a date with these people, because there just wasn't anything there. Like, there wasn't, like, the personalities didn't click, whatever the case is. And we're like, dodge that bullet. So our method has worked out. But that being said, there's some people that live in, you know, these smaller towns and they don't have the parties and dating is kind of their option.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say, what's the name of that movie where he's like, talking about the baseball state, and he's like, if you build it, they will come. If you don't have events in your area, make the events.
Yeah.
Grab a bar that, you know, is a fun bar, a chill bar, a dive bar, and put out a hot date or a rendezvous or set up a meet and greet and just advertise it and put on an event and just spit it out to everybody in your area. Four or five people might come. Next time, 7-8 people might come.
It's true.
And just instead of sitting around saying there's nothing to do, be the one that do it. That was really bad English. Be the one that do it. Be the face in your community. If not everybody has that personality, but sometimes you just have to build it so they will come all over your tits. You like that?
What's wrong with you?
You laughed and your boobies are bouncing. So I think that's kind of the wrap that side of it. You know, you can do dates, you can do groups. Just don't waste people's time. Try not to set up expectations. And if it's not working out, end the date, peace out.
Yeah, one thing I was going to say too is if on the opposite side of it, if the couple you set the date up with ends it or whatever or doesn't show up, I want to just say, like, don't take it personally.
Yes.
Because more likely than not, it was something in their relationship that caused them to cancel or leave or whatever. Like, something between them said, it most likely isn't you. You know, don't take it. Like, I think a lot of people put, like, a lot of emphasis on, like, oh, what did I do? Or was me, they didn't like me? Or they think I'm ugly or, you know, whatever. And I would just caution against that, like, negative self-talk, because more likely than not, or if they don't give you an explanation, then you're like, you know, people, I've heard of people like really dwelling on it. It's like, I would just move on. Like, don't, it was unlikely to be you, you know, it's something in them or their relationship or whatever's going on with them personally or their lives or personal lives. I mean, we all have personal lives. We don't talk about them that frequently. So you don't know. You know?
Yeah.
So just move on gracefully, and I wouldn't give it another thought.
In the infamous words of Frozen,
let it go.
Let it go, let it go. Something, something, something.
Yeah. Go. I would also, okay, let's relax on that.
I'm probably going to get sued by Disney now.
I don't think the words are something, 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 so you're probably good.
Yeah. All right, cool. Did you have anything else on that topic that you wanted to?
I was going to say something, and then you rudely interrupted me.
With a great song. You were just talking about. Yeah. It's probably not them, or it's probably not you.
I can't remember.
Or it could just be your ugly face.
Circle back. I'm not sure. Oh, I was going to say, but also if you, because we also see this all the time on like Facebook groups. Well, I'm not really on it anymore, but when I was, people like, there's nothing going on. And they live in Southern California. So we know there's a shit ton going on.
Yeah.
So at the same time, like, also put a little effort into looking into something if you really want to go out and do something. Like, get on to sites that are in your area.
There are join, so many free,
you know, if you don't sites. Want to join a Facebook group, I get that. But join, I mean, I don't know.
You just can't sit in your room and be like, there's nothing to do.
And it's like, well,
is Google broken?
Yeah. Have you tried?
Yeah.
Have you gone on like apps?
That shit annoys me because I try to help people.
Yeah.
I'm like a one step guy. I'll be like, there's nothing to do. I'm like, are you on Cassidy? No, what's that? Well, it's a like a swinging dating site / event party site. Check it out, Cassidy.com. That's where it should end. And they'll be like, well, what do I? Nope.
Yeah, just nope. Go
do to the website.
Site. Yeah, go on.
Take
it.
The next step.
Yeah,
like I'll try. What's the?
They even have free options.
I'll take you to water, but I can't make force you to drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can teach someone to fit. Well, I don't know. There's so many dumb things.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, just look into all the options. Like you said, in Southern California, there's so much to do.
I mean, I'm saying in Southern California, but you said, you know, there's some people out in the middle of nowhere. Yes. And who knows? I mean, we have friends who live in freaking Livonia, and there's plenty of stuff to do out there.
Yes.
And you would think that was in BFE.
Yes. I mean, literally, you go on Google, and you could type in Southern
and
California.
And then I know there's podcasts out of like Georgia and like whatever. I mean, they're finding shit to do.
They are. They are. It might be sheep, but they're finding it.
Oh, come on.
Actually, that's more of a Kansas thing, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, okay, so all that. Now I guess the next step is, so say you're on one of those dates, or say you're at a party. Mm-hmm. It's best to develop a way to let your partner know that you're interested in this couple. Like, how do you do that? Like, is there a nudge? Do you say like, want two cherries with your drink?
No, that's silly to me.
It is a little bit, but I mean,
because I get the safe word to get out of something that you don't want to be in. I do not understand that. So but is that a thing?
Yes, but you got to understand, I'm not speaking from our point of view. Like right now, you and I are somewhere and someone walks in, I go, ooh, look at that. I want that. That was not us when we started. That is not people that are getting started. It's very awkward to tell your partner that you're interested in somebody, even though you're both going out with that intent.
So you're saying not in front of those people. You're saying just quietly to each other?
Like a way of being expressing interest, because it can be like intimidating to tell your wife that, hey, I'm checking her out. Even though that's what you're there for, it's still very rough. It's taken me till very recently to be able to like express my interest to you and them. Like now I'm like, I've gotten pretty, you know, comfortable with it. But I think like, how can you, there's another podcast that we listen to or that I listen to. And they have a really, really quick, they're experienced, but they have a very quick thing. If a couple walks in and they both look at him and they're like, fuckable or not. It's very quick, like fuckable or not. And if he goes, yep, she goes, yep. That lets them know, okay, there's an interest there to pursue. If one of them says no, then they take it right off the table. I'm not saying it has to be that forward, but I think it's a figure out a way to like, express interest in like another couple.
I don't know. I think you just say it. I think you just, because you're saying it still by saying fuckable or not. That's the same thing.
No, that's an advanced. That's advanced.
So you say you won't eat the cherry or not. I mean, it's just weird. Just talk to each other. If you know what it means, then it's the same. The
cherry thing was just a small example. Oh, my God. I'm going to suffocate you in your sleep, woman.
I don't get. But, hey, if you need a code word, I guess make a code word. I'm not saying there needs
to be a code word. I just maybe just some way of like a nudge.
I would have bruises. You would literally be just nudging me all day. I would just be bruised up one side of my body.
All right, so let me cross this off my list really aggressively.
Take it off your list.
I'm going to Sharpie across my phone.
It's the weirdest thing in my brain.
I swear to God, I'm going to beat you. All right, so if we don't return for another podcast, you know why.
I don't know. I just think if you're in it, like if you're in this... You just got to figure it out. And I don't think a code word's going to help.
I'm not saying
because if everybody like knows what it means, then you just need to say it.
Like there's some things I've heard where like if you're on a date, like one of the people will go to the bathroom and send a text and then that person will check the text. It's just examples. Find what works for you ultimately. But maybe have that in mind because if you go on a date, and you're both, like if you're on a date, it's like 2v2 and you walk in and you're sitting down and you're having what feels like good conversation, but you're like, I don't know how my wife feels. Maybe some way of relaying like, should we try to take this to the next step? Whether it's a sidebar, you walk away and you have a sidebar, or a code word where like, I was trying to think, there was another one where if so-and-so ordered a Diet Pepsi, you know that's a no-go. There was one podcast I remember hearing about. This one's kind of dumb.
They're all dumb.
she would like take the ketchup bottle and face the label away from her. And that was like her way of saying no.
Okay, I guess if you're on a date with somebody, this would be the same scenario.
A party would be much easier.
This would be the same scenario as what I'm saying, like a code word. If you're in an awkward situation or you're in a situation you want to get out of, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But not being able to tell your spouse or your significant other or your whatever person that you're interested in somebody, that's a weird thing that you brought up. That doesn't make sense to me. But the fact of like, oh yeah, if you're on a date and you're like, it's a no, like you're like a fuck no. But you're still a pleasant person, so it's probably hard for people to tell you it's like a fuck no for you. Then I get that. Like, or if you're in a play situation, obviously you're not turning a ketchup bottle, but if you're in a play,
why do you have a ketchup bottle just in your purse? You're like in the middle, like I don't want to do this anymore. You're reaching in your purse, you bring out ketchup. You use it after lube.
If the Heinz 57 is...
It's the Heinz 57, we're 69. Oh, Lord. Tabasco. What does Tabasco sauce mean? Anal?
So I get it. Like, I get that part of it. Like, okay, if we're on a date and if you are a dating couple and you're on a date, I get like having something to say no.
Yeah. No, or... Let's figure out a way to take this to the next step.
I mean, that I think would just happen naturally, right? Because that's what you're there for.
It doesn't.
I think you would have something that says no. Otherwise, I would assume, like, I think all parties should assume that we're moving it the other
Expectations?
Way. Expectations? No. I mean, like, your party, like, you and your, like, if we went on a date with somebody and we were like, we had all of our things set up and you and I discussed before the date, like, hey, if this goes well, like, let's do this, and this, you know, we have that conversation before the date. Now we're on the date and I'm like, fuck this. No, it's a no for me. Yes. I get having some sort of like code or symbol or texting each other or whatever to say like, okay, if I do this, that means it's a no. Otherwise I would assume everybody's just planning going on the date. Like we all plan to go on the date. So that should be.
You're so naive.
Normal. We don't need like a yes or no button, like.
Ooh, that would actually be
like the staples.
No, what's that little thing you roll, that magic eight ball? Not highly unlikely. All right, so I think we got your opinion and it's wrong, but
That's very much right.
So how do you, this is.
Well, they know it's weird. She has to always sit next to the ketchup.
Well, yeah. What if she's on the outside of the table? Then she has
to
grab the ketchup from the other table?
The table to
Sir,
turn
can
it
I see your ketchup,
of,
please?
Or what if there's no ketchup on the table?
Steak sauce.
Then they have to ask for ketchup, which she's not going to use, only to turn it towards herself.
What if she's sitting there and the waiter, like you order like fish and the waiter's like, clearly you don't need ketchup. And he takes the whole ketchup thing away. And then you have to fuck these people now. Like, sorry.
Because you can't turn the ketchup towards you.
He's like balls deep in the other wife. He's like, you didn't see ketchup.
You didn't move the ketchup.
See, there lies a
problem.
That's
why you have to. Why these are silly. You just have to communicate.
Sounds
without
easy.
The ketchup.
You don't even. Yeah, whatever. I can't. I'm crying. I can't see my list. So anyways, how do you like to be hit on? Direct, non-direct, innuendo, like what's your preference? Because we have some people that are extremely direct with you. And then we have some people that are like, you wouldn't even know that they liked you unless you already fucked them. You know what I mean? I think you know who the two people are I'm talking about.
Two.
The extremes.
Oh,
so
the
what's
two
your preference?
Extremes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What does this have to do with coming new into the lifestyle? Are you just getting intel or does somebody ask you to ask me this question? Or
No, this is not a setup. No, it's a very relevant question because you're getting, you're new, you're not going to be used to hitting on people, and you also need to figure out, relearn how to hit on people.
That's a real
so
thing.
So I'm just saying, for you, what's your preference? How do you like to be hit on?
It depends on how interested I am in the person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hard question to ask. I do think that it's definitely...
You're just being a pain in my ass tonight.
I do think it's definitely... different, obviously, flirting after you've been married for so long with other people. So I can see how that question might be relevant in maybe a little bit of a different way. Like, how do you do that? And I think that's also where the parties kind of lend itself to being easier to do that in, because there's a lot more like, it's a lot more lively. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what people are doing on these dates, but I don't know
what,
like,
these crazy kids are doing.
They're cooked with their diners and their ketchup. But
yeah, you hipsters.
I don't know how you hit on somebody across the table from them, or like, I don't know. I just, that's why, like, that's kind of a.
Well, maybe you need to figure out the answer to this question, because
yeah,
clearly.
I don't know. I mean, I know how I can't even tell you how I like to be hit on, because, again, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
If I'm super interested in you, then I want to be hit on. But if I am not interested, then it can be awkward if somebody's super fucking aggressive.
Yeah.
But if I am interested in you, I also want to know you're interested in me. So if you're too quiet, or you don't say anything, or you don't even let me know you're interested, then I will lose interest, because I'm like, I'm not chasing anybody. Like, I'm not here to chase people, you know, like, I'm not looking for my forever. So I'm not like really going to put too much effort into this.
If you're looking for your right now, but if your right now is not right now, then.
Yeah. If my right now is not here and right now, then it's like, okay, we'll move on to something else. You know, like, it's kind of like.
Find another shiny toy.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say if you're interested in somebody, then show interest, and show interest in a way that's organic to you. If you're not a super forward person, don't be super forward, because it's going to be really fucking awkward probably for everybody involved. Mm. But I would say, like, some of the guys that are shy that hit on me have been some of the cutest little, like, cutesy things that are said, you know, or things that I've actually sometimes taken it more like, oh, that was really sweet, actually, because it seemed more genuine, because it's not like, oh my God, you're so hot and da 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 da. Not to say that those guys aren't genuine too. I'm sure they are. They just, that's how they are. That's their personalities.
Yeah.
So both ways I like, it's just that you definitely have to show interest. If you're, I mean, flirting is flirting. Like you have to actually flirt to flirt. If you're just there, if you're just existing, or if we're talking about your car insurance or your, you know, or your whatever, it's like that doesn't, you know, that's not flirting. So you do have to be
for
a little bit,
people it might be,
you do have to be a little like complimentary and like,
yeah, that was
touching,
that was one
touching,
of the hardest,
but not inappropriately obviously, but like, I mean, touching in a comfortable way for everybody involved, you know, like brushing an arm or whatever, or, but I mean, obviously everything should be done with consent, but
one of the things, like, I always like find if I like, do you mind if I put my hand on your back?
Yeah.
And if they're okay with that, that's pretty big. Like if they're comfortable with that, then I take that as in they're into you to some level, at least some level.
Yeah.
For me, I prefer fairly direct because my introvertness struggles with that. And I do best when all the chips are on the table. I'm like, okay, I see the big picture here. I can take the next step. I can make the next move if I understand, like, you're there for it.
Yeah.
Then I'm good with taking control. But it's tough for people that don't let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some people, some couples that we've hung out with a few times, and I think there's something maybe, but... like, I would like there be something, but I don't get enough.
Yeah.
So it hasn't progressed at all.
Right.
And it probably will never, because we're both kind of at a standstill.
Right.
And it kind of reminds me of Lacey, Swing Nation.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that she talks about is she's very introverted as well, but she's the opposite. If she's into somebody, she gets super quiet, shy, and avoids that person. So that's the complete opposite of what I need.
Yeah.
So remember at the end of last episode, we're like, I don't think I'm her type.
Yeah.
That's where the struggle, if we ever got into that situation where we met
them. I had already told you I would be your great wingman.
I know. But I'm just saying that right there with her type is where I struggle.
Yeah.
Like if I don't get anything from you, then I'm just going to assume and I'm going hands off and I'll eventually give up.
And yeah,
it's just, but you know, we have a couple of friends that like, you have full consent, you have open consent.
Yeah, like right. To you.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it works out well. So that being said, when you say wingman,
it's like I can read it from here.
What? And you have been a fairly good wingman for me, and I feel like I've been a pretty decent wingman for you. There's been a couple of situations where we were at a bar. Do you remember this one in Whispers in Vegas? And we were standing at the bar and you were googly eye over the bartender. And you're like, he's cute. And you were just like I said, googly eyeing.
I don't remember.
And I went over to the bar. And I'm like, hey, buddy, my wife would love to make out with you.
But he was married and his wife wasn't there, right?
No, his girlfriend, and she was there.
Oh.
She wasn't lifestyle, though. She was like.
Oh, yeah. They weren't lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I remember it was something.
Yeah, and she was kind of giving you some side eye a little bit later in the night. But I'm like, hey, we asked. We didn't do anything. We just simply asked. And at that type of party, you get those questions.
Right.
So if you're a hot bartender, you're going to be propositioned, like it or not.
Yeah. Also, let's not bring bartenders to bars, to parties that aren't in the lifestyle. I'm just kidding. Right? I'm just joking.
Right. But then there's been some situations where we were at a bar or a party and a couple walks in. And I say to you, like them, but... typically, I will probably not be the first one to talk to a strange couple that I'm interested in. People I'm not interested in, right away. I'm like, it's easy. Because there's no rejection fear there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not hitting on you. I'm just, hey, welcome to the group. Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
But if there's someone there, and I'm okay with rejection. I've dealt with enough of it in my life. So. But it's never really bothered me, because especially in the lifestyle, just because of this same thing you were saying, I'm not looking for my forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking to date you. I just, you know, want to stick my finger in your butt, you know, whatever. And if you don't
that want should me- be on your list is how to handle rejection on your list.
No, because I really don't know how.
No. That should be on your list.
It could be.
Because that's a lot of, being new in this, it's like you are going to come across rejection.
Yes.
Well, I kind of talked about it a little bit, but just don't take it personal.
Yeah.
Literally, just because you're not that person's cup of tea doesn't mean there's a million other people out there who you are their cup of tea.
There's a whole website dedicated to that.
Yeah.
Plenty of Fish. You ever heard of it?
There are plenty of fish in the sea. Trust
yes.
me.
Yes. So, but yeah, anyway, the wingman thing, there's been quite a few situations where you've hooked me up and you've introduced us to a couple. And then not too long ago, we had two couples that walked in and I was like, them and them. And then like 15 minutes later, you're like, I see you talking to one. And then 15 minutes later, you're talking to the other. You're like, see, I'm hooking you up. I'm hooking you up. And one of them we've friends with, the other one, not yet. Getting there. Baby steps. See, so I think that's going to wrap this episode up because the next step is going to be events, different types of events,
what to wear, what to bring.
in your go bag.
Yeah.
And at that rate, there's going to be a whole part three because there's a whole nother fucking list right here. See that list?
Yeah.
So you can add to the list as we're talking, but I think that's going to be it for episode number two. Is there anything else you want to cap this bad boy with before we call it?
How long have we been on?
An hour.
Okay. Because we didn't talk about the meet and greet we went to at the Cove.
What do you want to talk about there?
You met some listeners. We met some listeners. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, we did.
You became real friendly with the listeners.
So we were at a meet and greet and all of a sudden, one of our friends brings over this young lady to me, and he's like, hey, here's a listener. Introduce you. So I took a liking to her. And you were sober because
I was sober you came late. I came from a bunko thing, like a vanilla bunko thing.
I Ubered there.
Yeah.
And then the plan was you were going to meet me there afterwards and then just drive home. So
yeah.
You were sober.
I was sober. I was staying sober.
Mm-hmm.
I had the gym in the morning or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, which is very odd. And you went and got drunk real quick.
Yes.
You had those Mai Tais going down quick.
I think I was double fisting Mai Tais. That was day one of my birthday celebration.
Yeah.
It was like, well, it was a couple days early, but it was still kind of wrapped up in that event a bit, my birthday. So, yeah.
Yeah, because Sam and Cole kind of were like, oh, we'll do a little thing for your birthday because they weren't going to be able to make it out to Athena's.
Hey, they brought me over a girl.
They did.
So apparently she or they are listeners. I'm not sure to what extent, but we haven't had a chance to talk because we haven't seen them since that party.
No, I think we invited him out to something else or you invited him or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't live exactly in the area.
They're a little bit away. So it's kind of a trek for them to get out, but I'm sure we'll see them again, probably another meet and greet. But yeah, we had a good time. Might have went a little overboard.
For a vanilla setting. Well, it wasn't a vanilla setting, but it was a vanilla bar.
It was a bit much for a public. And I've bar. Determined I don't like having you sober because you're like, you're sober.
Yeah.
And you can tell me all the foolish things I did.
Yeah, exactly. If I was drunk, I probably would have been running around doing all the other things, mm-hmm. like just doing other things and talking to other people. But because I was sober, I was just there and I was talking to one of my friends and you were just straight in my eyesight. And I'm just like, this guy is going to get kicked out of this bar. And we come here often. We cannot be physically removed from here.
Yes.
But so you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
That you can remember.
I remember.
No, you remember.
I remember all the things. The thing that doesn't track is the amount of time. Of that we were hanging out. Like in my head, I remember all the things and I had a great time, but apparently it lasted for a lot longer than what's in my brain timer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not going to
put on a show.
apparently I put on a show. Whoever the security was, I'm sure they have some great footage. But yeah, had a really good time. We'll be back there again in probably December.
Until December, yeah. Because we're alternating your gig with the ones at the Cove.
Yes. So. What gig are you talking about?
Your gig on the 14th of November.
Coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, the theme for that is...
Hawaiian.
No, it's end of summer Halloween. Or it's Halloween. End of summer luau Hawaiian fest.
The summer was over like months ago.
Yeah. It's still hot as fuck here, though.
It is hot as fuck here still.
There's still pool parties happening. I know. The plan is the whole band, we're going to be dressed up in Hawaiian, and we're going to be giving out leis to our attendees that are part of the Say Less Bowling League. We're going to give you guys leis when you come in, so you'll be able to recognize who's part of, you know, our party.
The Bowling League.
The Bowling League.
Say Less Bowling League, where we use all three holes.
Exactly.
I'm going to get a shirt.
Do it. So, yeah. So, that's going to be a great time here coming up soon. So, stay tuned for episode number 3 coming soon, soon, soon. If you guys can please do us a favor, go on to Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen to the podcast, and just please give us a 20-star rating. if you can't
only
find
rate
the
20... us if it's going to be a 5.
Yeah, because we're like Uber. I like my Ubers to stay at a 5. So we'd love to get more ratings, because basically the more ratings you give us, the more it pushes us into the FIPs of other people. So we're trying to grow the podcast as much as we can. So your reviews and your ratings will help do so. I'm tired.
Back to you.
I'm tired. It's time to go to bed, babe. I'm like just looking you kind of blank now. I'm like, I got no more in me. I am done.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, babe.
Love you, too.
Thank you for listening to the Sweet Side of Life podcast. If you're looking to get a hold of us, you can find us at our Sweetums hotline, 951-226-5261. You can text us there, you can call us and leave us voicemails, but most importantly, you can send us all your dirty pictures. And there's a good chance I'll hit you back. But you can also find us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. And you can find our TikTok at Sweet Side of Life podcast. And if you're on X, also known as Twitter, you can find us at Sweet Side Pod. Thank you so much.